Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the So Nigerian Podcast.
Sir.
Drum roll. Brrr. Back again at your screens on at Spotify Studio. Shit, I don't know, at. We are back, courtesy Spotify. And today we'll be talking about why some of your mothers and fathers have separate rooms in the house.
It's not that deep now. Which one is some of your mothers and fathers have separate rooms?
Your mom and dad have separate rooms.
No.
My mom and dad, they did, you know, at some point.
Obviously, at some point, sure. But, I grew up with my parents staying in the same room. So, yeah.
You grew up in love.
No, but having separate rooms, it doesn't matter. If you don't need space, even sometimes for a relationship, you just need space. Yeah. It doesn't mean anything.
So, today, we'll just be discussing how it is living with your partner before marriage or during boyfriend and girlfriend.
As your pastor would say, it's cohabiting.
You and your partner cohabiting.
Yeah, you come and you learn the truth about cohabiting.
You and your 300 level girlfriend are living together. This episode is for you.
Why do you specify 300 level girlfriend?
I don't know.
No, but I actually heard that some people used to live together with their partners from 100 level to final year. Like, they will live together.
That's true, love. That's true.
So, the two that I saw was the person said, if you find out that your partner lived with their ex from 100 level to 500 level, would you end up dating them? Would you date that kind of person? Someone that's cohabited with someone all through university?
Bro, as far as they are done and dusted with the person.
So, you're one of those guys that say past doesn't matter.
Ah, depends on the past, too. Depends on the past too.
Oh yeah, that'll do well.
But yeah, moving on. Before we go on, let's talk about some of the comments that the young Nigerians cannot make it. Obviously, we talked about it on the last episode, but there's still like additional comments because you guys really love that episode. So if you haven't listened, go and listen. And make sure you are subscribed to Spotify.
See, there's no time. Do you understand? Pause this thing.
Rate us 5 stars.
Go and subscribe on Spotify, YouTube, everything.
Mm-hmm. See, now we have 1,000 ratings. Let's get to 3,000 ratings.
1,000 ratings.
Big boys. I'd like to get to over 100k subscribers on Spotify and on YouTube.
Road to 100k.
Not us, they skip 20k, 50k. They go big or go home. So you should rather do it for us by telling your mommies, your daddy, your friends, your family and friend, your girlfriend, everybody.
Your parents are cohabiting.
All of them. Tell all of them. But moving on, let's talk about some of the comments. So there was one that interested me, you know. Biggie says, this hits deep. I was never...
Hey!
Bro, growing up as a fat child in Nigeria, man. Ah! God, I didn't grow up as a fat child, but
Biggie. You know, why you do that? You're not one who that push for the Biggie agenda.
I did not push for any Biggie.
Tell me that you've never called anybody Biggie in this life.
Maybe I called Biggie, not Biggie.
Which one's different? This guy is a clown. I'm a victim of this guy calling for Biggie, so I'm trying it.
Bro, like, he was at some point in primary school, bro. Biggie, if he didn't call you Biggie as a fat child. You're not,
I prefer Biggie to Orobo. Orobo sounds deeper.
This guy, he did trauma bond with his name.
No, I remember. No, I was fat. I was very fat at some point in my life. So I collect everything together. Biggie Orobo. Guy, algorithms are so crazy. They will call you Bobby too. Like, what's the name Bobby? Is not even synonymous to be fat, but they will call you Bobby. See, yes, algorithms. Conductor won't give you change. Say Biggie, collect your change. Ridiculous, man. But I mean, let's move on, please. Make it easy to kill me.
Well, yeah, I know. There's one more name. Move on.
I'm here.
But my favorite all time was Biggie, man.
His name is Biggie. It's not Biggie.
I like Biggie. I would add it too. Yeah, moving. Orobo keyboard. It's not funny, you guys. Do not body shame.
Do not body shame me, Shana. Name that name. Yeah.
Yeah, now Biggie.
Team people now. What is it they call team people? Lekpa Shandy.
Yeah. Yeah, let's move on to the order of the day, please. So, Biggie says, this hits deep. I was never a fan of relocating because I was okay in Nigeria. And all my kids are Canadian citizens. But NSAS was an eye-opener, and with the rising level of insecurity, I had to send my wife to school in Canada. After that, and later joined that this year. Honestly, life abroad ain't easy, man. Bills come to you bi-weekly, and with all your experience in Nigeria, because you might have to start from scratch. But when there is life, there is hope. My advice to young Nigerians is to make the move early. She said, Biggie don't born like two pikin.
Two other biggies.
It's not funny. Bro.
But I mean, nothing did it now. Like, nothing did it actually.
You guys always call you Biggie Biggie.
I mean, you call me Biggie Biggie, do I fight you? I don't understand.
No louder.
You're a crazy person.
No way they know me for my true self.
But like, so this Biggie story, like, I don't know, when somebody says to me there's life, there's hope, I actually give up. Like, when the life, there's hope, is like the last resort to any grave situation, do you get?
Yeah.
So him saying when there's life, there's hope, he'd like say, that Canada, I know they really favor the guy.
Bro, that Canada, you get us
to say, get out before the guy.
And now every time the immigration laws, they drop, they drop new ones. Shannon Womu will enter this country.
Like, now, so if you go, let me just give them small data, as brought this up. You can't, if you go to Canada on a work visa, you can't work. Sorry, on a visiting visa. So what people used to do before, the former people used to do before, they'll take visiting visa there and they'll convert it to, they'll get a job there and convert it to work visa. But now it doesn't work again. So if you get a visiting visa and you want to work, you have to come back here and apply for a work visa. So it's actually crazy. So I understand what he says, that it's not easy out there, man. Like, it's crazy. But like you said, when there's life, there's hope. And like I said on the last episode, one of the reasons why people jackpot is because of the system there. Like, obviously, it's harder there. They're taxing you for everything you buy and all that.
But there's
like,
better standards of
living. Better standards of living, like your ambulance is working, fire service, everything's working.
So you say they go bill you, but they work.
They go bill you, but they work. Yeah, they pay tax. No, well, let's not even get into
that. You know, one thing I always value, I value when, you know, like, as you can see, you can obviously tell that Biggie is probably in his early 40s, late 30s.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I value those people's opinion well, especially as a young person, you know. Also, we never reached 30. But we're heading there. But, you know, there's a way I value his opinion. Like, for him to say this, this is somebody that's probably worked in Nigeria.
Yeah.
All of that stuff, like, he has seen. It's obvious that I was an incurable optimist about the country. It's obvious that Biggie actually wants Nigeria to work.
Yeah.
But fortunately, Nigeria know they work for him. But, yeah, like, for him to, do you understand, he had to, like, reconsider his life, consider his family, and just think about, okay, this is actually the best thing because Nigeria is really not working. But, you know, nothing comes easy, man. As you leave Nigeria, you could go struggle too for Canada. So
But
struggle is different, man.
So yeah, the struggle is different. I just, like, you're hustling here and like you're hustling there and like you're seeing results, you get. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's crazy.
Fig say I did save up to move, guys. At my age, my popsy had Benz 200 white.
Maybe I talk of the last episode, they look at me like madman. At my age, my popsy don't push Benz. Now to push Benz. To push Benz is crazy.
You guys go with Babalawo.
I don't know, sir. I don't know what Babalawo is, sir. If that's what you think, sir.
But yeah, Ubalo. Hey, Omo. Five more
syllables.
Ubala Ochichi.
She just read the last name.
Oyekwere.
Yeah, Oyekwere.
You get the drift. You know who you are, you hear your name. But yeah, but let's consider if living is the answer. I would rather work remotely, earn in dollars, and spend naira. I feel that if you can get jobs in pounds, sterling, yen, euros, and still stay in this country, it is better. Ah, yes, now.
No, but it's still the same thing I'm talking about. The system. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe this is like...
Honestly, something, sorry to cut you off, but something about the system. You know that in Nigeria, there's some certain laws you can break that money will solve the issue.
Yeah, that's the point now. But like, that law that you're breaking
is
probably affecting somebody else. So, did you see that video that was trending this week where one guy came down from his car and was telling people that because there was traffic on one lane. So the lane going this way, people wanted to start passing one way. This guy came down from his car and he's like, no, everybody should go back and enter traffic. That you have been this stuff for 13 minutes. So you must enter the traffic.
Yeah.
And like, but then breaking that law is that it's going to affect people coming this way because their own road to now get blocked. Do you understand? So the road they're breaking is affecting another person's life. Do you understand? So do you want to be that kind of person? No.
No one is their business. So anything that makes my life better.
This boy, I don't even know what to say. You are part of the problem in this country.
bro. Mm-hmm. There are some people that they have the money to actually move abroad and live comfortably abroad. Yes, but because of the corrupt system favors them in Nigeria.
Do you understand? And yeah. That's not how you should live.
If I'm on like $20,000 per month. No, if I'm even saying $5,000 per month, we can even go too far. We are gonna be king for here.
No, but the issue is
I go get DPO number. I go get Femi Falana number.
Damaris, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about this country.
Yeah.
Nigeria, when they say Nigeria can't come to you, Nigeria. Don't be down with the way they cry for nearly starting a podcast. How many weeks ago? This is the richest man in Africa.
They disturb us for podcast.
Anyway, I swear, bro, every time I open Twitter, I don't go to a video at this scene. Bro, anybody you can collect from this country.
Since we see in Yash, you know, see for social media.
I know the deal. I beg, Daddy.
Onkaliko, please.
Daddy, I know the deal. I beg.
Onkaliko, please. But yeah, moving on to cohabiting with your partner, you know. This one, like I said, yeah, PBB is back, you know, and I feel a hunch because there's somebody that is probably cohabiting with that your 200 level girlfriend.
Why are you talking about university? Have you cohabited with the university student?
Because I just looked there because life hard. There's so much.
I swear.
You're waiting for, but yeah. So, how do you personally, like, how do you feel, how do you view cohabitation?
You're asking me. The pastor's son, what I think about him. Obviously, jokes aside, I don't see anything wrong in it, but like, it's just, I'm indifferent about it. You get, like, I feel like if it works for you, fine. If it doesn't work for you, fine. But you just have to be careful with it. Like, don't, no go carry belly, face to face. Do you understand? Be safe with it.
So you're pro fornication.
I'm not pro fornication, though. But you know, guys, if you go leave your partner away from time to time, or like one or two things might happen. So be safe.
People make it work now?
Right? Yeah, I know. So people make it work. Like, I know people that live together, and like, I actually know for a fact, I know a couple before they moved to the UK, they live together here in Nigeria, and for 2 years they were celibate. And we're living together. But like, those are anomalies. Like, norms. You, if you leave your babe now, obviously you run a P now.
Me?
Please. Yeah, your daddy does not watch the podcast. Don't worry. Please. You can't speak your mind.
Yeah, you wait to marriage.
You are waiting to marriage. Interesting.
Yeah, but I think obviously, like, cohabiting with your partner is an important step to me in any relationship. Do you understand? I feel like it's something that should be done. But let's put aside, based on, you know, say we'll be Nigerians, we'll be Africans, traditional beliefs, they religious beliefs, they added to it. There are some traditions or some religions that will not, are not for.
Approved.
Do you understand? I heard in one church that if they found out that you guys live together, they wouldn't, you know, counsel you or something.
Oh, you don't do marriage counseling?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I had in one church. I'm not going to name drop.
I be like, I serve the church. No worries. If it's that church, then I believe. I know the church, don't worry.
But yeah, like, Africans based on like traditional religion. But I personally, I think it's an important step. I think it's something that should be done. But there should always be a level. Do you understand? Like, I feel like it's something that should be done 6 months before. Just 6 months. No, be 2 years.
No, 6 months long, actually. Sure.
Bro, like, 3 months is enough. 6 months is like, do you understand? Like, obviously, I feel like that's why I think when you get engaged, that's when you should proceed to live together. If you are in the mindset of actually marrying this person under a space of 1 year, like, okay, marriage plans. Because you plan, do you understand? You plan ahead. You know that, okay, yes, so we're actually going to get married very soon. Let's cohabit together, do you understand? Let's stay 6 months. Let's actually live. Because there's so many things you learn from your partner in terms of like living with your partner.
Let me ask you a question. Mm. If you're cohabiting with your partner 3 months before marriage and then you start seeing certain eggs, will you call me ready enough?
3 months before marriage?
Yeah.
Better than inside the marriage now.
You don't just print, 3 months. You don't print invitation card. You don't buy clothes. Bro, you don't sell clothes.
There's so many things you see about your partner, bro. There's so, so many things you see about your partner while you're cohabiting, bro.
So
do you know for anything like spending few days or doing weekends with your partner is not the same as cohabiting.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, there's so many things that intertwine into cohabiting that we don't really consider a lot.
Like spending few days with your partner, like, I feel like people still act like they're not exactly their real selves for those few days.
Yeah.
But like, there's not how you live with someone for a very long time that your true self won't come out. Do you understand? Like, you start to exhibit, like, for example, that's when, like, you can maybe casually start fasting in front of your partner.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So, like you said, 3 days, 4 days, be your partner isn't like exactly the same.
Bro, your eye would tear, yeah. Bro. You be like, is this the person that I know? Do you understand?
You go on the road, you slide to the person's DM.
That's when you enter your guy's group chat, your man's group chat, or your football pitch. You say, oh, I don't tire for my girlfriend. You start saying, oh, I don't tire. Do you understand? Like, there's bro, so many things.
Niggas will close from work and they will not go on the street. They will just enter one beer parlor, just go the lab.
They go, bro, they never marry you. Why play football? Why I play football? if my ballers, my guys, if not sorry, say they cast on our wives. But like, bro, this one is married you. No public holidays. Whenever there's public holiday, we really try to play in the morning. Bro, these niggas will come by 7 and leave there by 3 p.m. This is public holiday.
They run from responsibility.
Just see homo, like family, like everybody just at home. You understand? Just that space. So like space is also very important, and like individuality, bro. Do you understand that some people that can live with their partner and still sort of like do their own thing?
Yeah.
Do you understand? That's why I respect couples, married couples that have their separate rooms. Do you understand? There's something about having your separate rooms and still like me. I agree.
Do you think you would have a separate room with your wife? My wife.
God will bless me enough to have a separate room. Because poor man would get a separate room.
Guy, look at both of you. Poor man would get a separate room. I remember a video afford. I saw. I'm not even capping. No, it was the same room, but they used like a curtain to divide this. So you have your own side. I'm not joking. And she got her own small mattress, put it on the floor, and she was sleeping like that.
Yeah.
So poor man gets a separate room. But I personally don't think that. Of course, as human beings, we're always in that space. But I don't think that it's healthy to have separate rooms from a partner. At the point where you start to have separate rooms, there's a clear, you know, I'll say that relationship has become dysfunctional.
Yeah,
I think that's why they call that's why it's called matrimonial bed, not matrimonial beds.
It's matrimonial home.
There's bed too now. This arrow is a fool.
Home.
Our matrimonial bed, nobis, Jonathan.
Yeah.
In a home. Mm-hmm. A home. This is a good sociology. A home is made of father, mother, and children. Mm-mm. The father and mother are one unit. Actually,
you and I can have a home.
We can never have a home. It will never happen in the name of Jesus. Why would I build a home with you?
Why not?
Spotify, why not? Come and take me out of this place. Spotify, I'm paying. Father, when you come together, and you are possibly, but I'm teaching you the Bible now. He said two come together as one. Share one person if they sleep for two beds. No. One will stay on the same bed. One are in different beds, is a problem.
Do you know the funny thing? Some people can have like separate rooms but sleep on the same bed. Do you understand? Like that's another idea. Bro,
they are rich.
No.
Yeah, and then you are clearly rich.
Bro, growing up, my parents had separate rooms, do you understand? Because the reason my dad said, oh, okay, you wanted those room and all of this stuff, because when my mom was going to work, bro, my mom was all blast radio, you understand? She go very listen to her CAC gospel music. Bro, the way she's moving things, like when she wakes up, everybody wakes up, do you understand? So my dad just wanted that his space, his corner, all of those things. His study room is like this thing, do you understand? His books. My mom didn't read books, do you understand? So like hobbies, things are like that. Like,
so it was more like a study.
It was more like a study / bedroom type stuff. Do you understand? So my dad had that, you know, just to keep his space. Do you understand? But at some point, sometimes they would also sleep in the same room together. Do you understand? When I even small, I would go my mama's room, go sleep. Do you understand? That year. Do you understand? When I small, I would go my mama's room, go sleep. So I don't think it's a bad idea. Do you understand? I understand the whole aspect of matrimonial bed, but there's just so much about individuality and space.
No, I actually feel you, man.
Do you understand? I feel like living with your partner before marriage, that one is to have a feel of what marriage would be with this person. That's why there's a certain level of cohabiting where after they don't cohabit, they will say this marriage doesn't work or this relationship doesn't work. Because, bro, like I said, spending few days is not the same as spending 3 months
with your partner, bro. Would you say cohabiting and living together, cohabiting as a couple and living together as a married couple, like, do you think feeling is different, the same?
Cohabiting as a partner, it's similar. I think it's very, very the same. Do you understand? Just in the aspects of maybe there's more like entitlement, there's a title to it now.
Yeah,
much more structured, like marriage.
Yeah.
But
that's so humans.
But in this recent age, you know, cohabiting with your partner is literally marriage. I can't even lie, man. they are doing things together. You actually like some people even split bills together. Do you understand? They actually talk about things, but things like might not things like fights, bro. Like people run away. People come to football pitch because they fight with their wife. Do you understand? People go and just like I've had somebody come to sleep in my house because his girlfriend they vex for.
Are you serious?
I'm not the one you. Do you understand? You leave your own house. Do you understand? So like it's not because there's so many things that deals with cohabiting. Like there's so many traits, there's so many things you see about your partner. So I feel like it's needed, but not in the space of 1 year, 2 years. See, if you're cohabiting with that man and 2 years now, you never even propose, just leave because it's wasting your time.
Well, fun fact here. I know a friend of mine from secondary school.
Yeah.
His friends were never married. Until I think when we were about to leave secondary school, this was after like over 20 years together.
Mm-hmm.
I think close to 30 years. Yeah. So on that anniversary, I think 25 or 30 years year anniversary.
Yeah,
that's when they now went to the church. I'm not happy. Like they had been cohabiting and raised kids. Do you know? Like the kids did not know.
And now co-parenting,
bro. You say that co-parenting.
Now co-parenting.
Yeah, the kids did not actually know. Maybe like the elder ones knew. So what happened was the woman gave birth out of wedlock. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And like so, the guy she just moves in with the guy. Do you understand? And the guy now this like big Alabama way demoni.
Yeah.
So like they just started raising the family together, and you know they just went on with it. So they didn't have to do any marriage. Or any, he didn't even go to our family house or anything. And like, he actually did work for them. And they actually seemed happy. Do you know what I'm saying? And like,
that's what I'm saying. Another thing about this cohabiting thing is, it's like two sides of a coin. It's like, it can go well for you. Depends on your partner. It can go well for you. It cannot go well for you. There's some people that like, when they say, there's a way living with your partner is being screamed at or shunned at the society. But there's some people that really enjoy it. Bro, like, aside, we'll put the fact that they are saving expenses on like rent, feeding, all of those kind of things because they are doing everything, things together now. Like, they're actually living together. There are some people that are happy.
Bro. I want to ask a very risky question though. Do you actually think like they're actually doing things together? Like, from the cohabiting story, like, it's still like, it's so why? The question I asked on whether it's like marriage.
Mm-hmm. You guys are listening, make sure you comment on Spotify if you know cohabiting with your partner, if you would cohabit. Benefits of cohabiting, all of that stuff.
Yeah. So, like I was saying, bro, I lost my train of thought. So, I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
So, yeah, the question, why I asked you that question, if it's similar to marriage, because, you know, marriage, like, you're, like, now there's a title, and your mom feels like, well, she's responsible for your dad in some way, and your dad feels like he's responsible.
So, you don't feel like you're responsible for your girlfriend in some way?
I feel like I'm responsible for my girlfriend. No, let's never bring my own relationship into this. Let's be in a box.
I'm just saying, like, boyfriend and girlfriend is literally...
Yeah, but, like, living
there's,
together,
there's
like...
There's a level you get to in your relationship. If you're not doing rubbish relationship, if you're actually, like... If you're actually dating to marry somebody, like, you're actually in a proper relationship.
Yeah.
Bro, your partner is literally your responsibility.
Yeah, but, okay, where I was driving, I was... Okay, for example, now, like, bills in the house. You know, like, will my girlfriend come and be paying bills in my house? Do you understand? Like, we live together. It's my house. Like, I got the house.
You as a man, you pay your bills.
But like in marriage, sometimes like women would like, you know.
So let's take for example now, your babe did your house. Your girlfriend is in your house, and maybe that month things you just had like you had to spend so much on something. You had a huge expense, so things didn't go as well. If you ask your girlfriend, babe, if you help sort the bills this month, do you understand?
I'm not going to cohabit, I get bills, choke a big.
Normal babe will love you.
Yeah.
Why not? Because for the past few months, you've been carrying all these things, all of these things, feeding and all of that stuff. So, like, there's so many things you save that some people that don't even have structure. If you see, if you watch all these TikTok videos where they'll be like, oh, living with my partner and how we split the rent, how we split the, or he handles the feeding, he handles the kitchen. Do you understand? People make you work. Do you understand? So, I don't know why it's shunned upon in society. I don't know if it's because we're Africans.
You know, it's like, so is this, so people, a lot of people believe, like, once you're cohabiting, you're fornicating. Do you understand? I used to think that way until like I met people who actually live together and like nothing's going on. So that's exactly why I shun in society, because fornication is a very big, even whether I'm Muslim, whether I'm Christian, whether I'm traditional worshiper, like everybody just feels like sex before marriage is a like very big problem in Nigeria.
Do you get it?
So I think that's one of the major reasons why it's
shun. Only thing, most of our friends, they live together before getting married.
100% no.
100%, do you understand?
There's actually nothing new under the sun. But it's just like now, it's a lot normalized. Like, a lot of my colleagues, live with their partners. Like, your partner will come and pick them up from the office. And, like, they're literally living with them. Mm-hmm. Somebody else will, like, oh, weekend. Like, I'll come and spend the weekend in my boyfriend's house.
I don't even think you can understand your partner to the optimum without living with them. Do you understand? Like, there's so much that goes into marrying somebody. There's so much.
Bro, let me bust your head. Someone said that COVID-19, the lockdown, is the first time
he
and his wife are, like, together in the house for that long since they got married, and they've married for 10 years. Because obviously they're both working, do you understand? Yeah. So nobody has time for
anything. They're always on the road.
Yeah, they're always on the road. So, like, he now started noticing some icks. Like, oh, she's loud during meetings, the way she talks to her subordinates at work. Like, do you understand? Like, he started noticing all those things. And it was, like, irritating him one way, do you understand? But he done dated the marriage already, so he took his step. So, yeah, like, it's...
If he lives with that, he would probably have seen
all those things. Yeah, if they have
committed. But, you know, marriage, you always need to tolerate and forgive. You can't actually... Do you understand? That's what my father used to say. My father just say, because we used to complain about my mom more than my dad.
Are you serious? The woman... Let me know this.
We used to complain about... Bro, they're 30 years or so. Like, bro, do you understand? They My dad would just be like, yeah, like, why are you people complaining? Do you understand? Like, my dad is so used to all of our minor things that my mom does, just annoys us.
Because, like, there were things my mom used to do when we were younger, like, even till now. So, I'm sure that maybe my dad would, like, clear out, do you understand? The guy would just
tolerate. Bro,
there was one time my mom did something. My dad was coming into the country. No, he was coming. Yeah, he traveled, so he was coming to the country. And something happened. So I thought, when this guy comes back home, like, everywhere goes scatter. This guy went to Hoga and was all jolly and all that. I'm like,
yeah.
I was calling him finished man in my mind. But then now, like, me in a relationship, I just realized that, like, there are certain things, like, you have to get used to your partner doing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's all compromise, you understand? Like, you just have to, like, let certain things go in a relationship. And it's just what it is at the end of the
day. Yeah, you need to tolerate. And do you know another thing, another context to this living with your partner is you guys can literally be in the same roof and not feel that bond. You can literally be living with your partner and be lonely. Like, you can see the person 10 years, bro. Like, I'm sure there are moments where, like, one of them probably felt lonely because that connection, that bond. Do you understand? That's why that partners where they would do, okay, every Thursday is movie nights. You know, they have to understand.
Yeah, they have, like,
they have schedules. They have schedules. It works for them. Like, do you understand? Everything is tit for tat. Do you understand? Look for something that works for your partner or with your partner and just go with it. Because, bro, there are moments where, like, the level of loneliness that you even feel, bro, and you see this your partner. Mm-hmm. But there are other people where like, they are so much into this living with your partner, P, that, like, bro, they would have had the most terrible day at work. And then your baby could just call you.
Yeah, everything could just change.
Your boyfriend could just call you. Say, baby, I was work today. You know those GNS kids where you say, finished, man. Say, even your mood could just change. Just and when babe doesn't say, babe, you don't see one MDD to the secretary today.
Yeah.
Babe, bro, you know all those office tea, when you don't come back, your partner, like, you're coming home. Do you understand? Like, they come call you, they give you to say MD and secretary, they knock each other out. All those kind of, like, small tea. You know, all those things will just, like, foster a deeper bonding and connection with your partner. And it's good. Do you understand? But the other people, they're just all about their work, man. Actually, now go live for the same house, they chop same food, all this kind of thing. But that connection will just be.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that I'm scared of, like, in relationships. You know, being with someone that wouldn't, I say, like, for example, now there's this lady that's cooking on Twitter right now because she said her husband gets her boyfriend gets her everything she wants except flowers. Do you understand? And people are actually validating.
Aside from the conventional romantic things like flowers, chocolates, all this kind of
thing. And people are actually, like, validating, like, oh, she deserves it and all that. But, like, and I actually get where they're coming from because nobody wants a partner that doesn't pay attention. Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, now if I'm talking about, like, right now, I'm talking about PS5, do you understand? Like, I just expect, like, my partner to get a hint. Do you understand? I'm not saying I'm telling my girlfriend to get me a PS5, but, like, if you're listening, man, like, get the message. Everybody wants a partner who pays attention to them. And, like, what you said, like, if we're living together, I feel like that is very necessary. Like, the one reason they're in my house or I'm in your house is because I need a bond. I need that.
Yeah, you feel me?
You know everything that I need. You know everything. You're paying attention to everything.
Yeah.
So it scares me when, like, if I ever end up with someone who is who's not that attentive, you understand? Like,
yeah,
it's going to break my heart to the end. So, yeah, me personally, I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of collaborating, but like, if it ever happens to me, like, I think I would enjoy it because,
honestly, you cannot tell.
It depends on the person you are with.
You cannot tell if you enjoy it, bro. I can't lie to you. It's honestly like,
okay, has it ever happened to you?
No.
Okay, let's not say long term. Let's say, okay, for a week, have you spent a week with your partner?
Yeah, I have.
Not like vacation. Vacation is different because he has activities. Like in a natural habitat, like in a house or in your house.
Yeah, I have.
How would you say your experience? Did it strengthen your relationship?
It did, to be honest. You know, there are things that you actually learn about, and obviously, like that, things that literally like cause minor fights and arguments, but everything communication, there was better understanding, and we just kind of like knew how things were. To run, do you understand? Like, for example, now, you know, I think that my partner likes, she likes bed late in the morning. Me, I feel just the late bed, like later in the day. Like, I feel like, you know, there's some other things that like, I lay bed before I sleep. Yeah, do you understand? So that's why I would lay bed in the morning. So, like, into things like that, me, I press toothpaste from the yash. Do you understand? Toothpaste
from the middle.
So, like, all those kind of like minor things. So people, when they wake up in the morning, they open the curtain. Me, I like dark and loomy all through.
Yeah.
Do you feel me? Like, I like dark, loomy, even in the morning, everything just like dark. Some people just, when they wake up, rise and shine, just open the sun, enter. Finish, right? Do you understand? So like, those minor things, obviously, like, there are things you can walk away. There are some things that, maybe now, maybe I'm just feeling sad and overwhelmed. Like, there's so many external stressors, like work and everything just, and you just go and open sun for me in the morning when I'm trying to rest on my off day. Everything should just be accumulated. Like, must you always open the curtain? Can't you just even just be like, no, you just be. That's when everything about your partner will start irritating
bro,
you.
Bro, like, you go when I go send you, go on the reason what they do like 2 days ago. Everything will not come to.
That's how you left all the place in the kitchen. At that time, I washed everything. Just all those kind of like minor things. Yeah. Everything just started to ring up. So like, is a dicey thing, so you can't say you enjoy it. It's just depending on the understanding of your partner and dynamics of your relationship.
But like what you said, Sha, why I think I enjoy it is because it kind of
fosters it.
So it's good because you start to see those things and see if you can work with them in marriage.
Yeah,
do you get? Like for example, my partner doesn't like AC. Do you understand? Me, obviously, me now I've been conditioned not to like AC because I'm in Bandai now. Do you understand? So. I cannot now like AC, do you understand? But naturally, like I just like when like the weather is like chill, this, cool. Do you understand? And like initially it was like a when she used to come over, like it wasn't a problem for me, but it started becoming a problem when it was now like constant, like
you guys, those of you that listen, we can do a part two of this episode. So if you're a married couple that's actually cohabited before,
please come on
and
this podcast.
I'm not cohabited. I just need like one, maybe your wife and husband from another or husband. Do you understand? You guys can actually comment or message Isaac or and I or at Khalida as well. Our manager Khalida,
shout out to Khalid.
Do you understand? So you guys can also message the So Nigerian page as well. Can also message the So Nigerian page as well. Do you understand? So like, we're actually open to bringing guests.
Yeah, bringing you on to come and speak on this.
And because none of us don't marry, so
actually we actually need to get like a married person.
Do you understand? So like,
from this,
if you get to this part of the episode, Sha, that's why we and there are true listeners that will get. And you live in Lagos as well. I wanted to ask you: does living together, like couples that live together before marriage, did it guarantee them success on the long term? Like. Do you understand?
Bro, I know a couple
mm-hmm.
that lived together for about 2 years
mm-hmm.
that did not last almost a year in marriage. Why they broke up?
So is that why you asked the question if living together is different from marriage or what?
Yeah, like what changed? Do you understand?
Honestly, this question, this answer, I think
is best a married person that was married.
So you guys actually it was about to be a part two.
Yeah.
Try.
But what personally, I think that title, you know, being someone's wife, being someone's husband is like, you know that thing I was telling you about responsibility.
Being responsible. But some people be in relationship, they call us be wifey. Our wife.
I beg. Being responsible to your wife is, I feel like it's being different from being responsible to your girlfriend. So being responsible to your wife comes in a lot of ways because her family is watching at that point. Do you understand? Girlfriend, my girlfriend, my mom, she did my house. But this one now, like a wife, her family is watching, your family is watching.
If your wife, they actually trek for road, they're going to look
shit. Yeah, they're going to engage with us. So the feeling is different.
You don't even buy a car for your wife.
Or maybe she don't get belay now. They're going to jump bus.
Bro, do you understand?
God, change.
I feel like there's no one size fits all for that kind of answer for that, you know, does it guarantee long-term success? Because like I said, obviously like living together before marriage will actually help a stronger bond. Obviously, it doesn't guarantee that marriage.
Yeah.
Look at your situation now. The person that you just talked about, bro, like it might just expose significant differences.
Yeah,
some couples might just be much more understanding and tolerable with each other, and just like make the marriage work because there's love above
everything. Yeah, love trumps everything.
Do you understand? So like all of those things are minor situations in that sense. Do you understand? I just feel like another thing is in terms of when you ask of cohabiting, should they share rents, bills, all those kind of things? It's common sense at this stage. Do you understand?
Yeah, like it's not an agreement thing,
but I feel like in some situations, some people might just be like, as long as it's not my house,
I'm not doing shit. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
But it's just common sense. Like as a babe now, you know that, okay, well, make I just buy food stuff. Let me buy food and carry it to my boyfriend's house. Do you understand?
And actually, there are some babes that pride in it.
Do you understand? Like, that's something.
Maybe TikTok will watch me cook for my husband or something. Hey,
do you understand? Awesome guys, you obviously say, go your baby house, make I even fix up a pipe or something, tap, make I even change this tap. You know, even if you know if you do, you go call maintenance guy. Even if you do, go do it, you know, go.
Maybe go climb, go fix. Yeah,
let me tell you a story, bro. I think one of my ex here, like, so, don't undo comes for. Can I say? I don't want to be. I would think. Meeting the don't do actually. She gets. You call it the power of like the lock, so this kind of thing. I just call one guy.
I should go feel proud. Yeah, bro. Guy wants to fix my distance.
I should call one guy. See, I just called one guy. Like she was not around. She ran. She went on an errand, and I just like, yeah, like. ASAP, man. Just call one guy, fix him. Act like saying I'm a fixer.
Fucking scam. Fucking scam.
I can't act like saying I'm a fixer.
But I also have Nasi acts of service. So Nasi something. Even if you call somebody else, it's still acts of service. So it's still something. But yeah. Like, there are people that, like, they don't do nada. Do you understand? Like, they're just...
Do you understand? Like, you see, like, okay, toiletries are finished. Yeah, just out of your way, just buy. Oh, I saw that toiletry. Do you understand? Little act of service, you know. What's up, Buddha? Just deal. Say, it's not my house, so.
But I want to ask you, though, like, I know you already said, like, 3 months to marriage, but, like, okay, what if...
6 to 3 months.
What if we just started dating?
Yeah.
And, like, the love is too strong. Like, how long do you think is okay for someone to move into someone's house?
How long is okay for someone to move into someone's house?
Yeah.
You guys must have been dating for at least over a year before you consider moving. Just start this person.
People they do have now. Like there's nothing there now. Let me not say there's nothing there. Do you understand? Like,
yeah.
But like
honestly, me, I'm old fashioned in that area or like in that aspect of almost it's actually 1 year.
So like if
I just start this person, just enter the person house. If they do spend a few days or weekends and all of that stuff, but you don't move in this, bro. You go to share wardrobe. You go to share wardrobe and all of those kind of things. So like
you wake up out, you I mean I feel like that's I feel like if you move in early, you're not wasting your time. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like if I'm moving with you, do you understand? And like it's not working for me. If I'm moving with you 2 months after beside start this and it's clearly not working for me, bro. Like I can easily dip from the relationship, do you understand? Like,
yeah.
So I know I'm not wasting my time. Do you get?
Yeah.
If I do 1 year, and then if I do 1 year, and we now start cohabiting like a year after, one of the reasons why I'll not leave is because I'll just start feeling like I really don't want you to. Let's just keep grinding. Do you understand? That's if I'm not comfortable in the cohabitation stage. Do you understand? I cannot now easily step from the relationship because I've already spent 1 year. Do you understand? But like, if I do 2 months. After 2 months, I'm stuck with a beating and I see that more. This person's caring for me. I can easily step now. Do you get?
But like, I feel like moving in is huge. It's a huge commitment. That's not just somebody that you do in a 2 month relationship. There are other ways of knowing your partner and knowing that, okay, this person, it can even be 1 weekend you actually spend and you actually know your partner. But moving in, there are other things you know about their temperaments, how they, you know, how they are after work, all those kind of things like, stressors out hygiene, self, bro.
Bro,
hygiene, bro. Part. Somebody can be clean in the weekend and not be clean in the 3 months. Somebody can be neat. Do you understand? Like,
bro, I remember, sorry to cut you. Yeah. I remember, this was not even a partner. This was just like a friend that stayed with me temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she doesn't like shower when she comes out from, like, when she goes out
mm-hmm.
and comes back, she doesn't shower. And that's a thing for me. Like, me, I can actually go to, let's say, go to like a store close to my house and I just start to feel like I want to shower because it's just like, I don't feel like it's just something everybody should do. So I noticed it was a pattern for her. Like, she doesn't shower immediately after she comes out, comes into the house. So I had to let her know, like, bro, like, this is a thing for me. Just like, mm-hmm. you're going to be living here. Because almost sometimes we go to watch film, she go there next to me, and I go to pass some kind of things. Just like, but I don't feel talk, do you understand? So I have to let her know, man, that, bro. So, like, hygiene is actually very.
That's the thing that is very all those weekends chilling, bro. People they pretend. Bro.
People they pretend. That's what I'm saying. Like 3 days, 4 days is not enough. Like
3 days, 4 days. Weekend is literally not enough, bro.
Like, but like, I actually want to hear from the angle of people who did not cohabit before, right? Like how
getting into marriage. Yeah, so you guys, it's also if you're one of that kind of person, and then we can just like bring you on, as long as you have microphone and camera prepared or camera.
No, we'll train you now. 5 minutes training, but you pay for training, sure.
Yeah, but there are so many things, man. I just think that, like, I've always just thought that it's essential, man. Because, like I said, man, people pretend so those weekends or weekdays is literally not enough.
Yeah,
it's literally not enough to actually know your partner in that sense. So I just think that you genuinely have to actually put into consideration that okay, we need to actually like stay six months or 3 months at best. Do you understand? And as a man, bro, like, you actually need to. Put marriage into consideration when you take that step of moving in with each other. Do you understand? Because nobody wants, I'm telling you, bro, like, if you're a woman and you leave your husband, your boyfriend, not even fiance or boyfriend for 2 years now, he's not serious with you. Wallahi, he's not serious with you.
No, but like, maybe he's saving for a wedding, or you maybe wants to do destination wedding and you don't have the money, you know.
Engage her then or something. Do you understand? Like, if you are still boyfriend tied to engage. I engage, even after 2 years.
If you engage you go count on a lot of the rings. Because you go just put ring for hand, you don't think it's so obvious. So that was FD now.
1 year.
After 1 year of engagement.
If that 2 years of engagement, bro, that's when you're going to see him. That guy is not the one for you. You're going to start to get other side niggas.
Are you preaching cheating here?
No preaching cheating. No. She will find her husband. She's finding husband. That's not.
But she's there with boyfriend now.
She's there with boyfriend. Yeah. Find husband. I understand. So like everything is all. Even as you need to come to an understanding and even tell your baby that okay, I'm hoping to marry in 3 years. I'm hoping to marry in 2 years. I'm hoping to marry you. You don't need. That doesn't mean you're telling her when you're going to propose to her.
Yeah.
Do you understand? She will have an idea. Do you understand? And you actually commit to your words, actually say, okay, this is this. I understand that things can happen, blah, 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 so. But still, like, you know, you should be working towards making all of those things happen.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So, yeah, like, if you are listening and you're a married couple, please,
reach out to us.
Actually, if you did not cohabit before marrying your partner, if you're a listener and you live in Lagos, we're open to bring you guys on the show.
You know, funny enough, like, sorry, when I think about some Nigerian listeners, like, I never actually think of old people that are married. It was when his biggest comments came. But I always think that we just have a lot of youngies.
We get plenty. You know, it was obviously, like, if you look at our age demography, 24, 27 is the highest, then 18 to 24.
Yeah.
Those are the two. But we can't get, we even get 40, 50s. I don't even know my mom's.
You want to go to share for our friends. I doubt. So listen to my sons also.
But like, obviously, we have a demography of like 30 to 40s next. It's even before 0 to 17. Do you understand? Like, we actually have a lot. Well,
that's crazy.
Do you understand? Like, they're trying to feel
young. They're trying to feel young. You guys are young.
They're trying to know what's going on now. Maybe they are trying to just keep in touch with that sort of level. They are trying to keep in touch with that sort of level.
Yeah, so they listen to Solange, so they go over to go tell that sort of level.
Because there are some people that, like, you know, they bad foreigners that listen to Nigeria just because they want to, they married Nigeria. I think somebody as a white woman, like, you know, she eats us up.
Are you sure?
She listens to the podcast because her husband is Nigerian. you understand? So she listens to the podcast to know how growing up as a Nigerian youth is. So she actually understands her partner. I think one episode that we talked about, Nigerian wedding, one of those early episodes, like marriage or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode.
Yeah, that like, she was not like, yeah, when she, her husband is Muslim and she's agnostic, bro. How does she make it work? Do you know how Muslims are very deep into that? Deep, hardcore.
That's crazy.
So, like, there's some things she had to understand, like, when it's time for prayer, she makes food for him during when he's fasting, all those kind of things. It was very hard for her to adjust to those things first 2 years of their marriage. But because there's an understanding, and she listens to the podcast, like, so she was even surprised that when people were saying, oh, Muslims, they don't marry, Muslims go marry Muslim, bro. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be factual. You rarely see inter-religious marriages as much. Do you understand? Like, the world is marry each other, low-key.
Do see a lot of... So yeah. What I see is Muslim men marrying Christian women, but, like, Christian men barely marrying Muslim women. Yeah.
So, like, all those kind of situations, do you understand? She was like, oh, when she was even talking with her husband, people were like, oh, this guy will not marry you. Don't waste your time.
Are you serious?
Nigerian Muslim man marry an agnostic Canadian white woman. Bro, like, she understand this. So, but, you know, she listens to the podcast.
Well, it'll be actually interesting to... So, if she can come on the pod, because that's a very nice time.
We'll fly out from Canada.
We'll fly around. Not see DJ now.
You guys should just make sure you subscribe. And shout out to Spotify. Make sure you listen and watch on Spotify. Yeah. And then just share to your family and friends. And we out.
Peace. Bye, guys. How many minutes did we do?
Like 47. Yeah. We'll